Good morning.
If that'll help.
We'll try it again. Good morning. I'm such a traveling microphone person. This is kind of confining me right now, so I'm going to have to learn how to do this by sitting down. There we go. I'd rather be standing, but good morning. This is Janice Dumoulin. I am a member of the ICANN staff, and I represent the fellowship program, the remote participation services, and also work with various projects within ICANN. I am a four-year ICANN veteran, which seems like a short time, but in ICANN, it ages you rapidly. So I'm actually feeling quite old and a little bit experienced. I have volunteered over the past several ICANN meetings to present the Welcome to ICANN and overview, because I experienced personally in the San Juan meeting in 2007 what it feels like to walk into an ICANN meeting and feeling like you're the only face in the crowd that doesn't know someone else. You feel like you're the only one who doesn't know what is behind the closed doors. And you're the only one who doesn't understand what GAC, CCTLD, NCUC, ISOC, CCNSO, and on the acronyms that live and breathe in the ICANN community. And so I wanted to be one of the voices that would reach out on the beginning of an ICANN week to tell you, breathe, relax. You are not the only one who doesn't understand the terminology. You're not the only one who doesn't know what session and what doors to open. You're amongst a majority of people that are joining the bottoms-up community known as ICANN. So, I did once. Technical malfunctions. Kind of got a quick preview there, so I'll go back to the beginning and act like you didn't see that. So from the start, we just want to say welcome. And the welcome comes from the staff. It comes from the entire ICANN community. And it does come from our sponsors. When you go into the main ballroom on the mezzanine level, you will actually go through a gauntlet of sponsors. And trust me, they are happy to see you here. Okay, they're here to tell you what they bring to the ICANN community, what they can offer, services or support. And in fact, some of you might go back home and talk to your corporation, talk to your individual registry or the folks that you work with and say, you know something, we need to get more involved in this world of ICANN. We need to start looking at what the possibility of some sponsorship would be and get really involved in the ICANN community. So I want to just mention the sponsors as well as, we said, the community who are looking to build their capacity. The community is looking for fresh faces. They are looking for a different experience. They are looking for individuals who are ready to volunteer. And that is the key word, volunteer, within the ICANN community and bring what their region and their community and their company need from the multi-stakeholder model. So when our community welcomes you, they do. They want you here. They want your voice. the staff during the ICANN week is going to be walking around with a badge. It has a blue stripe on the top saying staff, and they're going to appear very busy, running up and down the halls and up and down the stairs and going to the next session that they may be presenting or monitoring or advising the community in. And I want to tell you this, that the staff is never too busy to help those who are new to this community. The face might appear busy, stressed. They are. But there is a handshake. I'm new. I see you have staff. I'd really like to engage. There's a time. There's a card pass. There's, you know, you can meet me after this presentation. Follow me to it. But the staff are here to support and to engage you as well. So I just want to make clear that there's an entire community and about 1,700 people here at this particular meeting, yourselves included, who are glad that you're here. A quick peek at what you can find on the ICANN website, which is the organizational model called the ICANN Multi-Stakeholder Model. The makeup of ICANN is the board of directors, it is the staff, and the various community supporting organizations, advisory committees, stakeholder groups that are the voices for particular communities globally. And by during this ICANN week, engaging in many of these sessions, you will be able to find your niche. You'll find your home. You'll find which constituency group you can lend your voice to that makes the most sense for what you are looking for out of the ICANN community. Of course, we want things from you, your experience, your knowledge, your input. But you also need to look the other way and say, which group is going to provide me the support and the information and the knowledge that I can take back home and network and engage and teach and share and get the participation rolling back in my region, into my community, or in my corporation, whatever that may be. So going through the week, you will be engaged with CCNSO, the Country Code Naming Supporting Organization. If you are involved with a top-level domain, country top-level domain, you might want to be engaged with the generic name supporting organization, the GNSO. If you're looking at a generic top-level domain, which, by the way, would be quite the hot topic for the week and for the past, say, 6, 7 years, you might want to be engaged with GAC, which is the Government Advisory Committee. This involves representation from many of the governments around the world, assigning their member representatives from the various governments. Many of the sessions of the GAC this week may be closed. There is a reason for that. There is intense discussion on the GTLDs, the generic top-level domains, with the board and with some other constituency groups. And some of these meetings are very progressed and in that sense do need to be closed. But there are very few, let me stress, closed doors at the ICANN meeting. Most of our sessions are open, open to the public, open to you. Even if the conversation isn't something that you completely understand or can wrap your head around, you have a seat in that room, and you can sit, and you can listen, and you can ask questions, and you can engage. But I just want to say that because of the level of discussion with a generic top-level domains this week, there may be some of those meetings that are closed, that are for the members only. There are other committees that are more technically oriented, such as the RSAC, the Root Server Security Advisory Committee, and the SSAC, the Security and Stability Advisory Committee. So for those more technically oriented, those may be sessions that you know, would want to focus on and to meet people of the ICANN community to discuss those further. So we say, You know, it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a community to create and implement policy that works for a global society. Now, ICANN may have offices in the U.S., in addition to offices in Sydney and in Brussels, but we are a global community where you lay your head at night doesn't speak to where your work extends. So as we look at the individuals and the constituency groups that make up the ICANN community, we need each one. We need every voice. We need governments, countries, end users. We need people from academia. We need people from civil society. And yes, we need the lawyers. We need a voice from around the world, from all different components. And so I just want to emphasize in this particular slide that when you get inside the ICANN community, you are inside a global network. How ICANN works, the great mystery resolved right here in this room. Not true. What you're hearing today in this hour is very much an overview to get you engaged into the work that's being done. But how ICANN works and what it does and what it doesn't do. And I think some of the misconceptions are things that need to be cleared up for you as a newcomer this week as well. ICANN is responsible for the global coordination of the unique identifiers of the domain name system, the DNS. And throughout this presentation, I will try to not go acronym on you and try to say the full names of those things that you'll hear all week that are acronyms. And a little later in the presentation can give you a helpful hint to where to find some of these acronyms and the full definitions. But we are responsible for that global coordination. And that extends to a security standpoint, maintaining the security and stability of the internet, which in these modern times can be quite a challenge. And I think everyone needs to understand that is a policy-built implementation that ICANN is about. The maintaining of the security and stability of the internet is not about being involved in how governments are dealing with their individual issues with the security, per se. We're here to create and implement policy that will help to maintain the security and the stability of the global internet. And we are here to assign and maintain the names and numbers that are in the root of the domain name server. And so it's a policy creation, a policy maintaining, a policy implementing body. And one of the things that we do not have control over is content. And I think for newcomers, it's very important that you are clear on ICANN's mandate not being content on the internet. And I think one of the interesting side notes from here is that for the past couple years, ICANN has been working with a new top-level domain, XXX. And it might be forbidden. We know not to talk. Yes, we do, because it is a topic here at ICANN. And I think it is important because one of the public session comments that came out in a previous ICANN meeting was talking about the content, the possibility of content in XXX, and that is not part of, right, the ICANN mandate. It is about the security and the stability behind that top-level domain. So we name here the names, the numbers, the security root server, and protocol development as four components of how ICANN works. So the IP addresses, internet protocol, the registries, everything to the right of the dot, the registrars who provide the names for the registrants who would like to be known on the web and have their own address and own identification. And we talked about the root server stability and the security and stability, SSAC, Security and Stability Advisory Committee. So those are really the four kind of components about how ICANN works. So this is the kind of my favorite part of the presentation, because here you all are sitting in the room, and anyone who is virtually remotely participating with us, you are virtually here with us because you'll be remotely participating throughout the entire week in all the sessions. So I'm here now. What? One of the first things you do is register. When you register for an ICANN meeting as a newcomer, you are given a newcomer ribbon. Say two. It's a green ribbon. It goes in the bottom of your badge. This is not to mark you out with a red letter, scarlet letter for the week. This is to help the staff and community remember who you are, that you are new to this meeting, that you do want to have some help and some guidance so that your meeting is successful. And that's really our goal. We want this meeting to be successful. We want you to keep coming back, either remotely or physically, to keep coming back to the ICANN meetings and listening and participating and having your voice heard and having your topics discussed. So the green badge helps all of us to reach our hand out to you. After registration, where you should have picked up a current schedule, it is up to you to take a look at that schedule and the agenda items and kind of think what it is that is priority for you this week. One of the big things that I stress to my fellowship program and to the attendees to that program is stay calm, do not overcommit. The minute you start to overcommit as a newcomer, you will lose your grasp, you will forget the real reason you came. You get so overwhelmed by the amount of sessions and the priority given to sessions by other members of the community that sometimes you forget your own track. And you think, I need to see it all. I need to hear it all. I've got to be there to every single thing, or I will go home and not be able to successfully report on everything about ICANN and everything that I learned. Take it one step at a time. Really focus on your priorities. Look at those sessions that are going to give you the answers that you think. And guess what? If you are in that room and you aren't getting the answers, or that is not the title does not talk about the content you thought is going to be about, you can leave the room remotely, or you can leave the room physically and step out and find another session. No one's holding you to the seat in the room, virtually or physically. It's a come and go. So when the session isn't what you expected it to be, there'll be people like myself, my partner in crime sitting here next to me, Feliz, other staff, and there is a newcomer's lounge on the mezzanine level that will be staffed by fellowship alumni of the grant program that the ICANN sponsors, who are going to be there to answer questions and get you focused in the right direction. So don't let too much time go by in a week to say, I'm twirling on my now what and where do I go. There are people here to help you to get you in the right direction and get you in the right sessions. So I want to reiterate again about in navigating the week, making your plan. And again, when you get the printout schedule, if you're here physically, not remotely, remotely you're going to the ICANN meeting for the Silicon Valley meeting site and webpage, and you click on to the remote schedule, and you can find the fluid schedule there as well as anyone here physically. There is also a mobile site because the schedule is fluid. Session rooms can change. Session times can change. If the GAC and the board have to be extended in a physical meeting room, sometimes another session will have to get moved. Instead of moving 150 people, we're going to perhaps try to move a session. We absolutely try not to do that, because everyone needs to stay focused. But you need to stay in tune with a fluid schedule. that may change. So continue to be able to click on to the ICANN meeting site and to the remote schedule to make sure that you're up to date on the times and the session locations. The glossary of terms I alluded to before, in navigating the week, you want to be able to click on that and go through some of the terms, some of the acronyms that are getting floated around the different sessions. Again, don't spend too much time feeling lost. Click on, find the notes, or if you see a staff member, ask them as well, and we should be able to tell you. The newcomer track. Again, this is the first time we're trying this to try to promote getting our newcomers feeling welcome in the community and walking in the right footsteps. And some of the things that we think are important for you is following this session will be the remote participation overview. It's a half an hour overview of how you can remotely participate in multiple sessions, or at least one other session, while you're in a physical room at a session here at the meeting. You can actually be in several sessions at once. So if you have a priority meeting, but you see another meeting in conflict with that, that you think might be something you might engage in, you can go through the remote schedule on the ICANN meeting site, and you can click in to another meeting going on right here in the venue. Multitasking for a newcomer is not something that I advise. I think you should stay focused on your plan and stay focused on that session, because every session here at ICANN is recorded and or has a written transcript to it that is loaded up on the remote schedule after the meeting. So you'll be able to get the notes. You'll be able to get the information. And these transcripts, on the most part, are translated within a month after the meeting as well into at least five languages. So stay with your priority as a newcomer. If that isn't the right session for you, get up, walk out, go to your next session that you had on your priority list. But if there's meetings in conflict, know that you can find all that information, both recorded and transcript, following the meeting. Okay? Another important meeting today is a policy update. It's a half an hour of hot topics from one of our policy directors. We'll help guide you to the right sessions that you may have not known that will be of interest this week. The new GTL basics will follow that. You basically can just stay in this room, grab a glass of water, and take a couple breaks down the hall. But basically, for the newcomers, this is a great room to be in. The new GTL Basics is a great way to get your feet on the ground with the hot topic new GTLD before the more intense and complex sessions and discussions happen later on in the week. As some of you may know, the GAC and the board, the Government Advisory Committee and the board, with some ICANN staff, met in Brussels February 28th and March 1st. There were many discussions during those meetings, and there'll be follow-up to those discussions and those issues raised at two separate meetings, at least two separate meetings during this week. So in order to really get your head around those, it'd be good to go to the ICANN GTLD basics today so that you can set the standard for everything else you're going to hear. The ICANN welcome ceremony on Monday, which sets the tone basically for how the week will go. Our CEO and our president will speak a report and an update on how the week will move. So that is a great place also to meet the rest of the community and kind of see the full span of the community members there in the great hall on the mezzanine level in the grand ballroom. Another key on Monday, DNSSAC for beginners. This started, I believe, two meetings ago. It's amazingly popular. As staff members, I know we all went to the first one and said, oh, my gosh, this is what we've been looking for ourselves. Because we have jobs, we get caught up in what we're doing in our work and aren't stepping out, of our own doorstep to find more about this very important topic here at ICANN. So the DNSSAC for beginners, I definitely would encourage you to go to. FY12 budget framework. As a new person in the ICANN community, you should understand as a not-for-profit, what the community budget dollars are going towards. Okay? It's an overview. It's easily understood. You can also go on to the ICANN webpage, and you can see the posted FY12 framework if you don't have time to go to it. But that and the strategic plan, which is later in the week, are good ways as a newcomer to overview about the mission and the vision of ICANN and how the budget dollars are being spent with our constituency, with our constituent groups, our main projects, such as IDN Variant and IDN Fast Track, DNS and security, and have a voice onto how those budget dollars are being used. On Tuesday, all day, at every ICANN meeting, is Constituency Day. This is where you really have to be brave, walk into closed doors, because the meeting isn't closed, just the doors are. So you want to walk in and experience what that particular constituency group is finding important and what they are focusing on, to see if that is something that would be your niche, that would be where you feel like you would have a home. The business constituency, the non-commercial business constituency, the intellectual property constituency, the internet provider constituency group, the GNSO, the generic name supporting. Those are some of the doors that you may want to walk in to see if they properly can represent you and the voice that you would like to have heard. For more advanced is the DNS workshop, GTLDs, Grand Ballroom, always, 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 because that's where the most of the people are going to be. So anything GTLD is going to be in the Grand Ballroom on the mezzanine level. And remotely, you'll find it again on the remote schedule. Who is policy review? Some who is sessions were today already in California West on this same level. NOMCOM Roundtable, the nominating committee, NOMCOM. This is the very unique and single group in the ICANN community that recruits, finds, interviews, brings outside members as well as people that are already in the ICANN community onto the ICANN board or onto various ICANN constituency councils. Length of time in the ICANN community does not equate to an opportunity to belong on a council seat or a board seat. It is who you are. It is what you stand for. It is the corporation or the group that you are working with and the goals of that group, because every year there's a change within within our mission, our vision, but there's a change in who is looking at it. As the board members go through their cycles, as we go through our topics and the things that are important to the global community, we need different voices and different viewpoints on the ICANN board and on the constituency council. And so everyone is welcome to go to the roundtable to find out more about how they might become a member of the ICANN community as a seated council or board member. If it's not right now, it's fine, but it's something to understand for future. I mentioned the strategic plan, which really goes over the vision for ICANN for the next 3 years, and IDN Fast Track, which has been now launched for about a year and a half since November 16th of last year, and is a very successful project, which has now become part of our core operation. Some other are Internet Governance Forum, which will be in the Grand Ballroom on Thursday, getting ready for new GTLDs, for new generic top-level domains. If you want to know how you individually or as a corporation can get ready for the application process, this is the place to go on Thursday. Public Forum, Thursday afternoon, 4 o'clock. That is where you'll find our diehard community members as well as newcomers. If you're brave enough, and you should be, to stand up to the microphone and have your voice heard directly to the ICANN board. It's a fantastic opportunity to be able to face-to-face speak to ICANN board and staff on the current issues and topics from your viewpoint or from the viewpoint of your organization. And a tip here, you'll hear some of the individuals who are used to this public forum come and do is standing up at the microphone and saying, my name is, and I am representing myself, I am representing my community name, I am representing my organization. It's very important to clarify whether you're representing yourself as an individual or you do have the authority to represent your organization. Okay, so another important part of the public forum is to be prepared with your comment. There is a 2-minute or 3-minute marker that is put up on the main screen at public forum. It depends on how many topics are being discussed and how much time the public forum is open. Currently, we look to be open for 2 hours. That may change, fluid schedule. Sometimes the public forum is open up to four and 5 hours. Right now, scheduled for 2. So there'll probably be a 2-minute marker on the public forum. If you're participating remotely, your voice will be heard as you type in your question to the remote participation team, who will be your physical voice in the room to the board or staff members that question or comment is directed to. And there'll be turns taken evenly for the people in the room and those remotely participating. But when you step up to the microphone in the public forum, have it written down. Have your comment or your question clear and concise. Be ready for that 2-minute because the drill will have a countdown and you will be asked to move for the next person to come up. So be prepared and do not think because you're there for the first time, you do not have a place at the microphone. You do. Just prepare yourself, be ready for your question or comment, come and present. If the question cannot be answered in that room at that time, that question is taken and it is addressed after the public forum and responded back to. Okay? And the topics are preset, and so you do need to go to topic. But we do have an open forum for comment as well for some various questions. But you do have to watch the topic because those are the only ones Peter Dengate Thrush, the chair of the board, will accept during that topic time. Okay. On Friday is the Supporting Organization Advisory Committee along with our stakeholder group, constituency group chair report. This more or less started in Cairo as an official part of the Friday sessions that with all of the SOs and ACs and stakeholder groups busy throughout their week, there's an opportunity, really, for everyone to come together and hear what the different groups have been working on throughout the week. And it's a great opportunity for you as a community member to hear that report back. As I tell my fellowship members, the board meeting is key. Now, can you get the transcript later? Absolutely, you can. Is there another opportunity to actually be at a board meeting of ICANN in person? 2 other times a year. So 3 times a year, you can be a participant in an ICANN board meeting. And I think that's an important reason, if you're here for the week, that you are physically in the room and part of that presentation. And again, you can get that information on transcript after the meeting is over. I'd like to go to the next page. Yeah, I tried that before and it wasn't happening. Okay. Then I kind of get to my fun part. Because being part of the ICANN community means you got to let it out a little bit too. It can get pretty intense. So I feel it's very important to socialize. The networking in the hallways, the networking in the bars, the networking in the restaurants, the networking in the back of session rooms, that's your week. When you're reaching your hand out and sharing your card and sharing your ideas and your thoughts, it can be over a beer, over a Coke, over a dinner plate, over breakfast. Okay, you need to take advantage of every opportunity to develop relationships, and you also need to blow off some steam. Tonight, the welcome reception from 5 to 7 is a great way to have your first introduction to the community. Tomorrow night, we have the North American RALO, the regional at-large, hosting Vint Cerf. And if you missed that I'm sorry, because that is a session that I think every newcomer as well as every alumni of the ICANN meeting should be at. Vint Cerf was a former chair of our board, stepping down in 2007. He is a voice, obviously, of the Internet, one of the original voices of the Internet, and I think everyone should try to attend that session on Monday evening. Music night on Tuesday, that's the time that you do let it rip a little bit, listen to some music, step up to the karaoke, give a little dance, and you'll feel a lot better on Wednesday, trust me. It's the best way to kind of get that hump day and get through the rest of the week and kind of feel like you're a human being again and not sitting in sessions endlessly. we also have some great community members who bring their instruments and entertain us as well. Gala night on Wednesday out in the Union Square. Again, great opportunity. Everyone's welcome. You can pick up your pass at the registration area, but your badge will also get you in. Thursday night is free. So start now planning, meeting people in the community that you might not have enough time with. Plan a dinner with them around Union Square. And that kind of wraps up your week. But you've got the clock will start ticking very quickly. So start to make your engagements and be with those folks that you feel like you need to talk to during the week. The big message to you as a newcomer is to get involved. It's never too early. And even if you don't feel like after this week that you can quite step up to the next level of joining a constituency group or a stakeholder group, that's okay too. Go back home and get involved. Go back to your region, go back to your corporation, go back to your community, go back to your organizations. Tell them about the experience here. Tell them about the things that can happen if more voices from your area are brought remotely or physically to an ICANN meeting. And that's a great way to participate and be involved on a very rudimentary level to start with. And then once you really feel that you found a place that suits you and your needs, then you can step in and get a little bit more involved with a seat around the table. Participating in regional workshops, internet governance, internet forums, all important ways to stay involved in the internet. Just because they don't have the label ICANN on the meeting doesn't mean they aren't important meetings to participate in and get your voice heard, and then bring that back here. Again, those are voices and those are opinions and those are comments that we need to hear in ICANN. We need to know what's happening in the rest of the internet community and what's important to the internet community, and bring it back here and be vocal about it. So that concludes my presentation on the welcome and overview. And I'd like to ask if anyone has any questions of me as a representative of staff after this session. Wow, I did great. For those of you at home listening, I did great. Well, fantastic. I'll conclude the meeting with this. You will find me because I am pretty visible. Those that know me from the ICANN meetings around the hallways and byways. So please do not hesitate at any time that you see me. I am never too busy to help someone who needs some direction, whether it's to find a session room, to find where the nearest restroom is, to be introduced to another staff member. We have probably 130 here throughout the week. So if there's someone that you really need to meet, and I'm the face that you know, or Felice is the face from being here with me as our Senior Director of Participation and Engagement. If you need to find somebody and we're the faces you know, come find us and we'll get you hooked up. If there's anyone else from the community, constituency chairs or community members that you know the name of but you don't know the face, again, come find me. Come find Felice. We will get you introduced and get you going on your journey, because we want you to continue to come and be part of ICANN. We want you to continue to come and be involved and to participate. So thank you all very much. And I think I'm turning the microphone over to Felice.
All right, thanks, Janice. Hello? Is this working? I think this is better. Okay.
says request. I don't know what that means.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. All right. So we can't talk over each other. That's good. My name is Filiz Yılmaz. I'm the Senior Director of Participation and Engagement, and I just wanted to add something on what Janice has said. I think this is great to have you all here in one room, and I'm really amazed we could pull such a crowd here. I believe your route went through the newcomers' lounge, and if not, you find here on your own, yourself, well done. But still, please remember to drop by the newcomers' lounge. I'm saying this because we will have people out there until Wednesday, end of business. And we're going to be there to help you guys out. It can be just asking where the nearest coffee shop is, as simple as that. But we are there. We are going to be there for you. And the thing is, it's also social events are important part of these ICANN meetings, as Janice has already mentioned. And tonight there is one at, I believe, 5. So if you gather around in newcomers' lounge, maybe we will pose a threat to the security being so crowded. But if within that time, if you are around there, maybe we can take off all together. And that's another nice way of start networking in this event. Okay, thank you. And now, normally we have the remote participation session after this meeting, but I want to start it on time. You were really good finishing it early, Janice. So we will gather here in 10 minutes, and it will be nice if you're back. I don't want to lose this crowd. Okay, thank you.